Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Carol McKenzie. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police are looking for the person who shot a 10-year-old boy during a drive-by shooting in the Frankfurt section of the city yesterday. The boy was walking home from school. Police say they brought a man in, but that man apparently was trying to protect the boy and shot back at the car. We get more on this from KYW's Tim Jimenez.
As police try to identify and find the shooter, they say the 10-year-old is in critical condition at St. Christopher's after he was shot in the back of the head. Around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, Captain John Walker says the boy was walking home from school, and all of a sudden a car comes by.
Burgundy color or red color, Pontiac G6, turns from Tarsdale onto Margaret. You see the back window come down and someone starts firing at a group of men standing on the corner.
Cops say the boy was hit with a stray bullet. It's not clear who the intended target was. Closing arguments are expected today in the trial of a Philadelphia man who's accused of fatally shooting a 13-year-old boy. Prosecutors say Tymir Johnson shot the teen because he was part of a group that may have made an insulting gesture towards Johnson when he was riding a SEPTA bus in March of 2017. We get the latest on this from KYW crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Johnson and another man, Christopher Sutherland, got off the bus and then walked a few blocks back to where the 13-year-old Kasir Davis Prather was with his friends and shot the 13-year-old in the head because he was the one closest to the door. Prosecutors have showed the jury surveillance video captured the brutal moment on video. The shooter is wearing a mask. The defense says only Sutherland identifies Johnson as the shooter, but that there's no other eyewitnesses and that it wasn't Johnson who fired the shot.
Sutherland pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges as part of a plea deal. Authorities in Montgomery County are suing the vaping giant Juul. A civil suit says the company helped create a young generation of nicotine addicts. Here's KYW's Mike Daugherty.
Juul is accused of marketing to minors. Montgomery County DA Kevin Steele says the flash drive style design is part of what made the vaping devices so appealing to kids and so difficult to detect for adults. Two outside law firms have been brought onto the suit. One is a Horsham-based group that specializes in consumer protection. Steele didn't disclose how much money the county is seeking from Juul, and those law firms won't be paid unless the county wins at trial.
Two retail shops from King of Prussia are also named in the complaint because they were caught in a federal sting of stores selling vaping products to minors. On its website, Juul says they want to be part of the solution to end traditional smoking, not part of a new problem by attracting youth or non-smokers. Police are now offering $20,000 for information leading to an arrest after a man was found dead and tied to his bed inside his Northeast Philadelphia home. KYW's Andrew Kramer reports new video has been released of the suspect, and we also are learning more about the victim.
The video, which you can see on KYWNewsRadio.com, shows the suspect leaving the Algon Avenue home where early Tuesday morning, 59-year-old Al Chernoff was found tied to a bed, slashed and beaten. Police say they aren't sure of the suspect's gender. The video was taken from inside the home.
Very lovable man. You could tell by the way, you know, he affected the community.
That's David Levin, one of Chernoff's family members, who tells us Chernoff was very well-liked.
Levin also says Chernoff was involved with animal charities. The school district is waiting for the results of more asbestos testing before deciding whether to move students at Pierce Elementary in North Philly. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Parents at Pierce have criticized the district, saying it was slow to respond to asbestos concerns at Pierce because it has mostly poor and minority students. Superintendent William Heights says the response has been the same as wealthier schools.
I understand the perception of the complaint. However, we're taking the exact same approach we took with Meredith and Neppinger and other schools where we had to do this type of work.
The Pierce building is scheduled to be replaced, and Height says it wouldn't make sense to disrupt the education of students by moving them out and then moving them back in after asbestos removal was complete. Falling leaves may cause more delays for SEPTA rail riders this time of the year. The train's steel wheels crush them, and that can create a slippery residue that forces conductors to slow down.
SEPTA's Andrew Bush says your wait can drag out even longer when Mother Nature throws in some other elements.
The storm like we had last week where we had a lot of wind, wet weather, that's blowing the leaves onto the rails and exacerbating the situation, creating delays.
Bush says work crews are out there overnight clearing the tracks, but from late October to mid-December, it's hard keeping up.
SEPTA suggests monitoring its website and Twitter account for update on transit delays. Of course, tune into Traffic on the Twos here on KYW News Radio 1060. That's the All Local. I'm Carol McKenzie. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.